Shri Shri Radhakrishna Gopikopata Sayam Kund Radhakund Giri Govardhan Kijai Vrindavanam Kijai Mathuram Kijai Jagadakasami Kijai Yamunamai Kijai Shrimati Talasi Devi Kijai Samaveda Bhakta Vrindi Kijai Go Vrindananda Hari Hari All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Okay, so we're continuing with our discussion of the Ramayana. And first we're going to read from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto, 10th chapter, texts 6 to 7. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Text, since you don't have a copy of it, and then we'll go on to the word by word synonyms. Yo loka virasamitam danurasham ugram sita swayam varagrihe trishukta panitam adaya valakaja lila evekshu yastim sayi kritam ripa Vikrishya Bhavanja Maje Jitvana Rupa Guna Shila Vayonga Rupam Sita Bidam Shriyam Muras Yabilav Tadmanam Marge Vajan Bregupater Vyanayat Rahudam Darpam Mahim Kritta Yastrir Araja Bijam. So we repeat. Yaha. Lord Ramchandra who? Loka Vira Samatau. In the society or in the midst of many heroes of this world. Dannu, the bow. Aisham, of Lord Shiva. Ugram, very fierce. Sita Swayam Varagrihe. In the hall where Mother Sita stood to select her husband. Trishita Upanitam. The bow carried by 300 men. Adaya. Taking that bow. Balagajalilaya. Acting like a baby elephant in a forest of sugarcane. Eva, like that. Iksu yashtim. A stick of sugar cane. Sajji kritam. Fasten the string of the bow. Nripa. Okay. Vikrishya. By bending. Bhavanja. Broke it. Maje. In the middle. Jitva. Gaining by victory. Anurupa. Just befitting his position and beauty. Guna. Qualities. Shila. Behavior. Vayaha. Age. Anga. Body. Rupam. Beauty. Sita Abhidham. The girl named Sita. Shiyam, the goddess of fortune. Urasi, on the chest. Abhilabdamanam. Having gotten her previously. Marge, on the way. Rajan, while walking. Rigupattehe, of Rigupati. Yanayat, destroy. Rahunam, rooted very deep. Darpam, pride. Mahim, the earth. Akrita, finished. Yada, one who. Trihi, three times seven. Araja, without a royal dynasty. Bijam, see. So translation of king, the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra were wonderful like those of a baby elephant. In the assembly where Mother Sita was to choose her husband, in the midst of the heroes of this world, he broke the bow belonging to Lord Shiva. This bow was so heavy that it was carried by 300 men. But Lord Ramachandra bent and strung it and broke it in the middle just as a baby elephant breaks a stick of sugar cane. Thus the Lord achieved the hand of Mother Sita, who was equally as endowed with transcendental qualities of form, beauty, behavior, age, and nature. Indeed, she was the goddess of fortune who constantly rests on the chest of the Lord. While returning from Sita's home after gaining her at the assembly of competitors, Lord Ramchandra met Parashuram. Although Parashuram was very proud, having rid the earth of the royal order 21 times, he was defeated by the Lord, who appeared to be a Kshatriya of the royal order. So, Om Magana Tamadandasya Dadanjana Shlakaya Chakshur Unmiritam Nena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So, skipped ahead here in my notes. Okay, we already talked about the topics that are mentioned in this particular verse. So, we already talked about Tupart coming, trying to get Ram. We talked about him yesterday. Alright, so Ram is entering the Dandakaranya forest at this particular point. Dandakaranya forest means the forest that is meant for austerities, like danda. Danda means stick. So you can either fall down like a stick when you're offered dandavats, or you could be beaten by a stick. So when one undergoes austerities, it's like being beaten by the stick. Actually, even in the Christian tradition, they have a lot of austerities that are there. In fact, sometimes they engage in something called self-flagellation. It means they take a stick or a whip and they hit themselves with it. Very heavy. We don't do that. We beat the brain by what? Chanting Hare Krishna. Not the mind, not the brain, the mind. We chant Hare Krishna, and that way we conquer the mind and the senses. Okay, so Ram is in Dandakaranya forest, and the first thing that happens when he enters Dandakaranya forest, he meets this sort of a demon. His name is Virata. And Virata was very attracted to Sitadeva, so he kidnapped Sitadeva, and he thought, oh, I got a nice wife. And Ram killed him immediately. That's what he does when people kidnap their wives. According to the Vedic tradition, if someone kidnaps your wife, or sets fire, you can attack them or steals from you. That's permitted. But of course, if the wife leaves voluntarily with someone, you don't attack the person. You just chant Hare Krishna. So, anyway, so Virata has an interesting story. He was the Gandharva Tumburu in his last life, and he offended Kuvera because he lusted after Ramba, and then he was cursed to become this Rakshasa. So after he was killed by Ram, he resumed his original form, because the method of killing the Rakshasas is very interesting. You have to bury them in a pit and have a fire around them, and that's the only way they leave their bodies. You can cut them to pieces, but they'll still be around. Even little pieces of Rakshasas. So you have to put them in a pit. You see this continually in the Ramayana, that Ram has to put these Rakshasas in a pit. He burns the body. And then he took up, this Rakshasa took up his original Gandharva form and told Ram that you should go to see this Rishi. Rishi's name was Sadabhanga. And he went to see this Rishi, and Indra at the same time was visiting this Rishi, and Indra had invited this Rishi to go to the heavenly planets, and the heavenly planets were so nice, but the Rishi, he refused. He said, I'm not going to the heavenly planets because I am going to wait till Ram comes. So just before Ram came, right when Ram was entering the outskirts of the hermitage, the Rishi was talking to Indra, and Indra went back to the heavenly planets. Then Ram came, and he took darshan of Ram, which was the pinnacle, the perfection of his life. And then on his own power, he ascended to the heavenly planets. And as he was ascending to the heavenly planets, he told Ram to see this other Rishi, Sutikshna. Then Ram went to see Sutikshna, and on the way, the sages were praying to Ram, Ram, finally you've come. You have to protect us because these Rakshasas are eating us. So the Rakshasas used to eat the sages or the Brahmins. And they preached to Ram, they said, look, it's a Kshatriya's duty to actually protect the sages, and if a Kshatriya protects the sages, he actually gets the same benefit as the sages get when they're doing austerity. It's nice, isn't it? So that's actually Varnashram. That if you do your duty, whether you're Kshatriya, Brahmin, Vaishya, Shudra, you'll get the same benefit. Because it's based on serving the Brahmins. So, then he goes to Sutikshna's ashram. And Sutikshna had the same thing. He was invited by Indra to come, but he refused because he wanted to see Ram. He asked Ram to stay there, and Ram says, no, I cannot stay in an ashram. I have to stay out in the forest. And he shows Ram all these dead bodies of sages that are all over that the Rakshasas have killed. And Ram gets very enthusiastic, and he's holding his bow all the time. And then Sita begins to preach to him. Sita, being very soft-hearted, as we know, just like Radharani is very soft-hearted, she tells him, I'm really afraid of you carrying that bow all the time, because that means you're going to kill some innocent Rakshasas. You know, put down the bow, and Om Shanti, 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 Ram. You know, because she's very sentimental. Even she's sentimental about Rakshasas. Oh, that's pretty bad. Or pretty good. That's like Draupadi was sentimental after Ashwatthama killed her sons. And Arjuna had Ashwatthama by the hair. And she said, let him go. He's the son of a Brahmin. So Sita begins to preach. This is a whole interesting story in the Ramayana. Sita begins to preach to her husband. She says, look, I'm afraid of that bow. Because let me tell you a story, Ram. And you should learn this lesson. So it shows even Sita was the most chaste person. Sometimes preaches to her husband, isn't it? Nice. So she says, once upon a time there was a Brahmin who was performing too many austerities. And Indra was afraid of this Brahmin because he was afraid that the Brahmin would become too austere and go to the heavenly planets. So what Indra did is he went down to the Brahmin and he gave the Brahmin a bow. Here's a present for me. Here's a bow. And because the Brahmin had a bow, he became cruel. It's a fact. If you put a weapon in someone's hands, they can become very cruel and use the weapon. And actually, we've seen this the country that I come from. So many people have guns. And so once people have guns, there's so much violence with guns, isn't it? You hear sometimes about the kids going to school, they take guns and they shoot 20 of their fellow students. So weapons are very dangerous. Just like I've seen when I was young, many of the parents would give their children toy guns. Do they do that here? They do that here. And what do the children do with the toy guns? They don't say, oh, Shanti, Shanti. They start shooting each other with the toy guns. They say, gotcha, you dead. You ever see that? It's a natural psychological response to giving someone a weapon. Gotcha, you dead. So, therefore, weapons should not be given in general to people, but they can be given to people who are trained up to protect the citizens at a certain age. And she was begging Ram, please do not kill innocent Rakshasas. And Ram says, look, the sages asked me to protect them. So please, just be a nice chaste wife and listen. So even, you know, there's some disagreement even Sita Ram sometimes. Interesting. Did you hear that story before? New story for you. All right. So then, there's so many interesting stories here. Then Ram and Sita go by a lake. And they hear singing coming from the lake. And Ram asks, why is the singing coming from the lake? And the Rishi says, because Indra one time, here's another story about Indra, wanted to deter a sage from austerity. And so previously he deterred the sage from austerity by giving another sage, by giving him a weapon. But this sage he tried to deter from his austerities by giving him apsaras. Apsaras, like you mentioned yesterday, are the heavenly society girls. You know, with the ankle bells? Remember I mentioned that? Ching, 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 ching. Dancing girls. So, anyway, so what happened is the sage got so angry. Actually, it didn't. It's described the sage was in the lake with the apsaras enjoying himself. So this sage didn't get angry. Then Ram begins to visit different hermitages, staying by them for months or years, and eventually comes back to Sudikshna's hermitage. Then he asks Sudikshna, where is Agastya Muni's hermitage? And Sudikshna tells him to go first to Agastya's brother. So Agastya Muni is actually quite famous. This is a story within the Ramayana. Because once upon a time, all the demons had taken shelter in the ocean. And the demigods, they wanted to fight with the demons. But there's a problem when the demons are in the ocean because Agni can't enter the ocean. He's the fire god. So the demigods, they went to Agastya Muni and said, you got to take care of this. And Agastya Muni drank up the whole ocean. This is mystic power, you know, drinking up the whole ocean. I mean, normally, if you swallow a lot of salt water, you're dead. You can't drink salt water. But he was able to do that. And then, after the demigods had got rid of the demons, they said, you can let the water out now. And he burped. He said, no, I digested it. So the ocean bed was left without water. Later on, that ocean bed was filled by Bhagirath, You all know Bhagirath? Bhagirath was the one who brought down the Ganges. The Ganges came down and filled all the oceans. So that's, the ocean actually, in one sense, is at least mixed with Ganges water. So bathing in the ocean, actually, Prabhupada said you bathe in the ocean, it's actually like a holy place. So Agastya, there was another story told about Agastya. Once upon a time, there were two demon brothers who would invite Brahmins to their home. One of the brothers would take the form of a sheep, because at that time Brahmins ate meat. And the other brother fed his brother, who was in the form of a sheep, to the Brahmin who was visiting. Everybody's following the stories? It's interesting. But he had this mantra, he could call out his brother while he was in the stomach of the Brahmin. And so when he called out his brother, who had taken the form of the sheep, the brother came out and burst open the body of this Brahmin, and the Brahmin would die. And this is how they had fun, these two brothers, two Rakshasa brothers. So they invited Agastya Muni to be fed by them, and they did the same thing. And Agastya Muni, he digested the brother. He had very good digestion. He digested the brother who had taken the form of a sheep, and therefore he chastised these rascals and actually killed them with his mystic power. So, because when the other brother got upset that he had digested his first brother who had taken the form of the sheep, Agastya Muni burnt this person to ashes with his glance. So quite a sage. Phew. And these two brothers were named Iyubala and Vatapi. So you remember that story? It's an interesting story in the Ramayana. There's another story about Agastya Muni told there. That once upon a time, there was a mountain that kept growing in size, getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So Agastya Muni and his family traveled to South India going by that mountain. The mountain's name was Vindhyachal, which is actually the central portion of India. And the mountain actually offered respect to Sage Agastya, and Sage Agastya played a trick on it, and he said, "Stay bowed and subdued and don't grow until I come back." And he never came back. Anyway, so at Agastya Muni's ashram, Ram is given quivers and weapons. What the quivers are, that's where you keep your arrows. But he was given a quiver, that means a container that you put on your back where you keep arrows, that would never become empty from arrows. So Ram could keep shooting while he was fighting with Ravan. He could just keep shooting and never run out of arrows. And also he was given many other weapons. Ram was given the bow of Vishnu, and the quivers, of course, came from Indra. He was given a sword and a brahmastra at that particular time. Brahmastra is the ultimate weapon. So Agastya told Ram and Sita at that time to go to a place named Panchavati. And that's by the banks of the Godavari River. Godavari River is in Andhra Pradesh. And actually on the banks of the Godavari River is where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met Ramananda Roy and had a very wonderful discussion as described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Another thing happens when they go to Panchavati. There's a crow. His name is Kakasura. That means crow demon. Crow demon. And this crow is harassing Sita and even pecks at her breast and draws blood. And Ram gets so upset that he actually takes out a piece of grass and empowers it with the brahmastra weapon. And he fires it at the crow, and his crow is flying everywhere. The crow happens to be the son of Indra. and he's flying everywhere, and he finally bows down at Ram's feet and says, save me from the Brahmastra. And Ram says, all right, but you got to take something, some aspect of it. And the Brahmastra puts the eye of the crow out. So that's a famous story of mine. You've heard that story? Kakasura. Then, finally, in Panchavati, they met this wonderful bird, Jatayu, who is a friend of Dasarath. And while he's there in Panchavati, so Jatayu says, I'm going to guard your ashram, keep everything safe. Lakshman, he begins to build this cottage for Ram and Sita. He does all the construction work. And then eventually, there's this nice girl who's flying overhead with nice long nails. We described this before. Sometimes, isn't it we talked about the other before, that ladies like to have long nails? I don't know why. The men don't find it attractive. I mean, to them it looks like a witch, you know. It's a matter of the long nails. I don't know why. Anyway, so she has real long nails. They're what's called Sherpanaka, you know, and they're curved nails, too. Not just long. They're just like claws. And remember, I mentioned that Sherpanaka had the ability to change her form at will, right? That's a benediction she got from Lord Brahma. So she realizes that she's really a little ugly for Ram. And she's flying over. Actually, first she smells human beings. Because these rakshasas, they can smell, delicious, prasada. It's like that story in the Mahabharata, you got Hidimba and Hidimbi. And they smell the Pandavas and their mother. And Hidimbi just like looked at Bhimsen and says, you know, I can enjoy him more by living with him than by eating him. She says, if I eat him, it's just an enjoyment for a few minutes. But if I get married to him, it's enjoyment for my whole life. So Sherpanaka thinks the same. She's flying away and she sees Ram. Wow, he is gorgeous. And she falls in love, lust, with him immediately. And then she goes down, changes her form. There's one aspect that she doesn't really change that much. She has a big belly. And I'll tell you why I mentioned that. That's in the Ramayana. That's in the Valmiki Ramayana. So she still has like a, what you would call a beer belly. You know, some people drink beer, they get bellies like that here. They look like they're pregnant, basically. So anyway, so she goes down, but she's really beautiful at this point. And she says, Ram. Well, she doesn't know her name, but she says, hi. I'm Sirpi, you know, whatever. She says, and I love you. And he says, my wife is here, it wouldn't work out properly. But my brother's there and his wife's not with him. I'm sure he'd be happy to have a nice, beautiful girl like you as a girlfriend. You know, he's lonely. You know, I'm my wife, I'm not lonely, so you go to him. And so she goes and says, Lakshman. And Lakshman says, then I'm just a servant. Can you imagine? That if you got married to me, you just have to serve Ram and Sita, just along with me. Better you go to Ram. If you go back to Ram, soon he will forget. And she says directly, that lady with the thin waist. She says a sunken waist. She actually gives a derogatory term at that particular point. And so Sherpanaka goes back. Wow. And then she realizes they're playing with her, you know, just teasing her. And then she says, I'm going to kill Sita. And then all of a sudden her form changes back and her nails come back. I guess that's why ladies have long nails. So the nails come back. And around, says, Lachman! And Lachman, you know, cuts it off, gives her a nose job and an ear job. And then she gets really upset, obviously. She gets really upset after that. And Ram tells Lachman, don't ever joke with a woman like that. Don't do it. And so she goes back and she complains to her brothers, Karna Dusha. And she says, basically, you should go. Look what they did to me. You're supposed to protect me. Actually, they were supposed to protect her because she was actually exiled by Ravana. There's a whole story in the Ramayana that she was married to the king of the underworld. I mean, down there, wherever, you know, it doesn't matter where it is. And Ravana was conquering all the different worlds, and he happened to kill her husband. Ravana killed Supranaka's husband. So she is really angry with Ravana. Ravana thinks, you know, I don't need this lady around here, even though she's his sister. But, you know, she's like hell. She's angry as hell. You know, who's going to... Isn't it someone's angry and vengeful towards you? You say, well, I think you need a little vacation in Janmastana. So go, you know, you'll be taken care of by our other half-brothers, Karna Dusha. They'll take good care of you. And Ravana's thinking, thank God I got this lady out of the house. That's why she's there. Otherwise, she would be in Lanka with Ravana. Or with her husband. So, so she goes back, Karna Dusha. They first send 14 giant rakshasas. And Ram easily kills them all to attack Ram and Lakshman. And then they send 14,000 rakshasas. 14,000 rakshasas. And Ram takes care of them single-handedly by using his arrow of bewilderment. Because the rakshasas start fighting each other because they think that each one of them is Ram. That's a pretty good way to kill your enemy, isn't it? So Ram takes care, and Supranaka is watching this whole thing. Huh. What's happening? And then Karna Dusha are killed. So, one of Ravana's associates, whose name is Akampana, escapes. And he goes back to Ravana and tells Ravana what happened. And says to Ravana, you should go and kidnap Sita Devi. And Ravana goes to Marich, of the Marich, Mamashri. And then he says to Marich, you got to help me kidnap Sita Devi. And Marich was just like, no. Remember the story I told about Marich? That he had previously been sent into the ocean by Ravana the first time with the sacrifice of Vishwamitra Muni. Remember that story? And then later on he took the form of a beast and Ram was firing arrows at him. So he was a sannyasi at this point. You know, he renounced everything. He didn't want to hear Ra or Ma. He was just chanting Om or something. Or Om Namo Shivaya or something like that. But he, as far as Ram, anything that reminded, even if he saw the green leaves in the forest of getting the traumatic experience, because Ram was a color of new grass, you know, very nice grass, green. And so he was. So Ravana said, "Please help me." And Marich said, "You don't know what you're getting into. It's not a good idea. Go back, forget it, be peaceful, enjoy life. Okay, Hari Bol." And so Ravana goes back. But then Supranaka comes and she's missing her nose, ears. And Ravana says, who did this to you? And she says, look, I was trying to bring this beautiful girl for you. I was just your servant. Which is a lie. She was interested in Ram. She wasn't, you know, she would have killed Sita. So I'm just your servant, Rama, and how can someone do this to your sister? I mean, you already killed my husband, and now your sister's disfigured. Probably she looked better with the nose cut off. Anyway, because she had a long nose too, so probably actually Ram did some plastic surgery on her. Lakshmi. She convinces, and she talks about how beautiful Sita is. She says, look, her eyes are like lotus petals. And her waist is thin. The word in Sanskrit is Submadhyama. That means someone who has a thin waist, you could just put, this person could just put their hands around the waist, like be in touch. I can't do that. So that's called Submadhyama. Submadhyama means middle. Su means something beautiful, attractive, or positive. You understand? So she describes Sita like that, and Ravana becomes very lusty. He thinks, oh, I have to have her, I have to have her. And so then now he goes back to Uncle Marich, and he says, you don't have a choice, Ramashri. If you don't listen to me, I'm killing you. And Mamashri, thinks, I'm going to die. Okay, you're going to die either way. Can't get out of it. But it's better to be killed by Ram than by Ravan. Because I killed by Ram, he knew. Go back to Godhead, or, you know, liberate it at least. So, okay. And so he goes on this suicide mission. You know, what they call in Japan, kamikaze. You heard of this before? He becomes a kamikaze for Rava. Kamikazes were pilots during World War II who piloted their planes. The planes were actually bombs. And they just like dive bombed the ships, the American ships in the Pacific Ocean. And they're very hard to defend against kamikazes. Anyway, so he's a kamikaze. With Uncle Marich. He takes the form of a golden deer and he goes by the ashram in Panchavati, and Sita sees the golden deer. This is all a plan, because actually by this time it's not the real Sita there anymore. It's Maya Sita, or an imitation Sita, because the real Sita has been taken by Agnidev. So this Maya Sita, no, they know the plan. I mean, actually, Rama's actually told Maya Sita, this is what you do. It's all a plan. So Ram can enjoy killing the Rakshasas. Anyway, so Sita sees this golden deer and she says, wow, I would like him as a pet. And even if I don't like him as a pet, you know, even if you have to kill him, the skin or the fur or whatever would be really nice, you know, golden. And Lakshman, he doesn't know what's going on, you know. Ram and Maya Sita know what's going on. He says, Ram, this is a trick by some Rakshasa. Don't fall for it. But Sita says, get it for me. Get it for me. I must have it, Ram. So sometimes even Ram gets nagged. just like Krishna gets nagged by Satyabhama. So Ram goes with his bow and arrows and says, Lakshman, you stay here. You take care of Sita Devi and don't leave under any condition. He gets a direct order. So he's there, he's chasing after this deer, goes very, very far away, and eventually he shoots. And when the deer dies, the deer assumes its normal form and cries out, imitating Ram's voice, Lakshman, Siti, Lakshman, like that, right? And they hear that, and Lakshman thinks, this is just a trick. You know, I'm not going to take it seriously, because Lakshman knows that Ram's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, nobody can defeat him, certainly the deer is not going to kill him, the Rakshas is not going to kill him. So he tells that to Sita, but Sita says, no, You have a plan. You actually want to join me. And Lakshmana gets really insulted. He says, no. And she says, go get your brother. And she calls him all sorts of names. And it's too much for him. And he forgets Ram's order. And he draws a line. You know, Lakshman Rekha, as they say. He draws the line and says, don't go beyond this line, no matter what. And I'll be back in a few minutes. So, he goes to try to find Ram and goes a long distance away. And while he's away trying to find Ram, our good old friend Ravan comes down he comes down on a chariot that's pulled by donkeys with human heads. This is a story from the Bell that make you remind. So the donkeys, you know what donkeys are? They're like asses, Anyway, and they have human heads on them. And so, really auspicious chariot. And Ravan takes the form of a Brahmin. Viksha, it's a charity, I want some food. He arrives at the ashram and Sita Devi says, all right, I'll bring you some food. And she sort of doesn't cross the line. And he's sitting there and says, you're insulting me. Bring me the food, lady, or else I'll curse you. And she's afraid of the Brahmin. So she crosses Lakshmana Rekha. And of course, Ravan also understands he can't cross it because it's fire. And then he shows his real form and he says, you're coming with me. And he grabs her and she's screaming, Ram, Lakshman, Ram. And by this time they're very far away and Lakshman has discovered that Ram has killed his Rakshasa and Ram is chastising Lakshman. How could you do this? How can you leave? And then he explains what happened. So then Ravan is trying to get Sita Devi on the chariot. And finally, he puts her on the chariot, but at the same time, good old Jatayu hears what's happening. And comes to the rescue. And so he's fighting Ravan, actually puts his claws into Ravan at one particular point and causes him pain. And then Jatayu does the ultimate insult to Ravan. He kills the donkeys that are on the chariot and destroys the chariot. Completely destroys the chariot. So Ravan doesn't have his chariot anymore. But Ravan brings out his Chandrahas. As they're still in the air. He brings out his Chandrahas and slices off Jatayu's wings. And Jatayu falls to the ground chanting, Ram, Ram, Ram. And what happens is Ravan, on his own power, with his own power, is able to fly through the air. The Rakshasas have that power, and that's how he brings Sita to Lanka. Okay. And then Ram comes back with Lakshman looking for Sita. Where is Sita? Where is Sita? And they discover she's not there anymore. And Ram becomes so angry. At one point he becomes so angry, he says, if I don't see Sita right away, I'm going to destroy this whole earth planet and the whole universe. And he takes out his bow to do it. Lakshman says, shh, no, this is not a very productive strategy. He found Sita. And he calms Ram down, because Ram is really upset. And then they come across this piece of flesh that looks like a Rakshasa, and actually it's Jatayu without his wings. And Ram says, there's that Rakshasa that stole Sita Devi. And he gets ready to even fire an arrow. But the Rakshasa is not a Rakshasa. The Rakshasa is Jatayu. Jatayu is chanting, Ram, Ram, Ram. And then, and then he explains to Ram basically what has happened. And then Ram says, where do they go? And he's passing away, so he's just able to motion to the south. They've gone to the south. Okay. And, of course, while Sita Devi is being captured by Ravan, or Mayasita's being captured by Ravan, flying to the south, she drops off jewelry, and when they're on top of Mount Rishimukh, and the monkeys are there, the monkeys get the jewelry, and that jewelry later on is shown to Ravan. So I think we have to end now, right? Anyway, such an, I love this story. Let's see, anything else I could tell before, this is the last day. Oh yeah, let's just talk about Ram's depression. They can wait. Punch minutes. So Ram becomes very depressed. Looks everywhere. He goes to the river Godavari and he asks the river, "Where is my Sita?" The river doesn't say anything. Then he asks deer, there's a whole bunch of deer, "Where is Sita? Where is Sita?" And the deer point to the south with their noses, I guess. Ram threatens a mountain. He's so upset at this point. He's just like, he's lost it, feeling separation from Sita. He's ready. He threatens to destroy a mountain, and all these different things happen. Of course, he performed the final rites for Jataya. Then, oh my God! Anyway, there's so many interesting stories. Then, as they're going to the south, they run into a Rakshasi named Ayomukhi, who falls in love with Lakshman. She's really big. And her hair is all over the place, and she has, her skin is described as like the hide of a horse. And so she falls in love with Lakshman, she captures Lakshman and starts hugging him. This is all happening while they're looking for Sita Devi. And Lakshman, of course, anyway, does a little ectomy on different parts of her body, cuts different things. And she goes away. Then they encounter Kabanda. Kabanda is like this Rakshasa. We described him last night. He's like a devotee who just likes to eat and preach philosophy. Anyway, so he's just like a big mouth and 8 mile long arms, and they cap. And he goes to eat Ram and Lakshman. Ram in one hand and Lakshman in the other hand. And Ram and Lakshman cut off his arms, eventually kill him, and it's described that he was a Gandharva. He was cursed by Astavakra Muni because he teased Astavakra Muni for looking so weird, because Astavakra Muni is bent in 8 different places. That's why it's called Astavakra Muni. Anyway, so they cremate him in the pit, like we say, the Raja, and then he tells them to look for Sugriva and take shelter of Sugriva. And in order to find Sugriva, you go to the ashram of Tunga Muni and you'll meet Shabari. And that's all we have time for today. Nice story, isn't it? I love the Ramayana. I actually get very excited when I start telling the Ramayana, because it's exciting. So, that's the end. No, it's not the end. You can all continue. Unfortunately, I have to leave, but I'll be speaking more tonight. For tomorrow, we're in Nandi or in Sinatoka. Actually, we'll be speaking about. Yeah, we'll continue with the story in Sinatoka tonight and then Nandi tomorrow. And you can watch it on Facebook if you're interested. Okay, all glories to His Divine Grace. Shri Prabhupada, Shri Prabhupada, DJ.